I want you to remember above all as we start Lent, that Lent is about Jesus, not about ourselves, okay? It's not about building ourselves up to be like better. Lent is about Jesus. It's about remembering like the purpose of our life again, that the purpose of our life is union with God. And we forget that. And so Lent's a time that reminds us that, wait a minute, the goal of your life is to be united with God forever. That's actually the goal. That's what I'm about. And the only way to do that is not to be a good person. A good person doesn't get you to heaven. Jesus gets you to heaven. So Lent's about Jesus. His passion, his death, and his resurrection are what get us to heaven, period. Nothing else does. And so what we're doing in the time of Lent is to be completely united with Jesus and to stay with him and to not leave him in his passion, his death, and his resurrection. That's what Lent's about. It's about remaining with Jesus through everything that he goes through so we can be with him at Easter at the resurrection, okay? And so I was struck by our patron, St. Peter, this year. You know, I like to focus on like keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and that Jesus does this for us and it's his grace, and that's so true because we get caught up in if I'm good enough or not. But there's also a truth to what our opening prayer said tonight, and that it is a spiritual battle. And we do have to like prepare ourselves for that battle with the weapons of our faith. And so today is a day of fasting. And not just today, but actually every day of Lent is a day of fasting. I don't mean in this the minimum requirement of eat this or don't eat that, but the deeper meaning of what it means to fast. And the first thing of that then is that we repent. Fasting is about repenting, about acknowledging that Jesus, I'm sorry, and changing our ways. And so to really come to Jesus this Lent and repent, to turn your heart to him again, and not to every other place it's connected. A part of that is confession, of coming before Jesus in the sacrament of confession through the priest and being forgiven our sins. And that, but it's that deeper role of actually repenting. It's not just going through a ritual either, right? So that's the first thing. But then secondly, it really is like being with Peter. So Peter at the agony in the garden, Jesus asked Peter, James, and John to stay with him and pray, and he went to pray for an hour, right? And he came back and they had fallen asleep. And then Jesus tells Peter, he says, Peter, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. And to really take these words seriously, like Peter had just professed to Jesus before this, I will go to die with you, Lord. And he meant it. His spirit was willing. He had the faith. He had the best intention. But what was missing was his flesh, actually. He says, Peter, your flesh is weak. You're actually not strong enough to go with me yet. You're falling asleep even as you're supposed to. I asked you to remain with me, right? And so Jesus tells us to pray, fast, and give alms during Lent. And so first, just think of that prayer. Like it takes us a spiritual weapon. It takes building ourselves up to be able to remain with Jesus through what he goes through so we can stay with him. If we can't pray with Jesus for an hour, how are we possibly going to be with him and carrying the cross? And so I challenge you this year to pray, to make a holy hour, to take time for a holy hour. And you say, well, I don't have time for a holy hour. Well, I think most of us, if we give up our phone, we'll probably have enough time for a holy hour every day, actually. I'm pretty sure. And so do that. Like it's out of love for Jesus we're doing this. Like I said, it's not just making myself good enough for him, but out of my love for Jesus, I don't want to fall asleep on you, Jesus. I don't want to be the one who's not praying with you and staying with you at the agony in the garden when you needed someone to be with you. I want to stay with you, Lord. If you can't pray a holy hour every day, then do it once a week. Come on Thursday or Sunday or another day and pray a holy hour. You know, a goal of our life is union with God. We will be with him for all of eternity talking to him. We need to start somewhere. Maybe an hour at least with the Lord can be a beginning. So pray, and then we fast. You know, Jesus came back to Peter and they had just had a big meal and a lot of wine at the Passover meal. So probably one of the reasons Peter fell asleep, if you think about it, right? Why do we fast? We fast because in order to like be with Jesus through the sufferings of life, to stay with him and not to turn away from him through the sufferings of the crosses we do go through, we have to prepare ourselves for that. That takes fasting. To detach ourselves from the things of the world that just make us comfortable, to be ready to offer sufferings and sacrifice to stay with the Lord to the end. And so as you think about your fasting this Lent, what do you need to give up so that you can stay with the Lord? So you don't turn away from him in sin, but also just in worldly things. What do I need to fast from to be prepared to stay with him? And then almsgiving, or doing righteous deeds. You know, I thought of our gospel last Sunday where Jesus told us to love your enemies. If we can't, you know, in order to love our enemies, how are we going to be able to love our enemies if we don't first love those who are in our own homes? Our brothers and our sisters, our parents, our children. A place to start, to really love. But then we have to actually even to love our enemies. Those at school, those at work, whoever they are. Because if we can't love our enemies, then how are we going to stay with Jesus carrying the cross while we're being crucified by our enemies? We'll abandon Jesus. We'll run away from that suffering and that cross. And so to really say, well, what is the righteous deeds I need to do? It's all about not looking about myself, but my life being about others. And so first to the poor. I give to the poor because they can't pay me back. And they're the presence of Jesus. I make my life about them, not about myself. I love my enemies. So pray, fast, and give alms. What are the things that you need to do this year to really not abandon the Lord, to be able to stay with him through his passion, his death, to be with him at the resurrection and life? You know, all the apostles, they all fled from Jesus that night. They all fled. Except John, he stayed with Jesus at the cross. And that's because Mary brought him there. So be close to Mary this Lent. Ask her to help you. But also remember that all the apostles had another chance. And in the end, every single one of them, they did go to their death for Jesus. They were martyred. They were killed for their faith. And so let's ask our patron Peter and our apostles, help us, Lord, help us apostles intercede for us in this time of Lent, that we can be properly prepared in this spiritual battle to remain with Jesus to the end.